always good. Come down this way.
Oh, it's good to have
I appreciate the invitation. Brother Randy's been a dear friend to us. Ever since he's been saved, practically, I guess. Amen. And I appreciate the preaching last night. Oh, I'll tell you, we need to worship. We need to worship. Praise God. And I'm looking forward to hear Brother Barnett here. And I'll try my best not to preach past 3 o'clock today. Amen. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the fellowship of good men. You know, there's fellowship of men, but there's fellowship of good men. And I've told a lot of young preachers through the years to stay in the fellowship and company of good men. Amen. Well, I appreciate the goodness of God. Turn with us in your Bibles this morning to 1 Timothy chapter 1, and we'll try to talk to you a few minutes from these verses. 1 Timothy chapter 1, starting at verse 11, reading down several here. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God. Praise God. Right here and in chapter 6 and verse 15, the word blessed or happy is the only two places that refers to God as being happy. And I think he wants us to be happy. Amen. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Boy, I thought about that amen that preacher preached about last night. Amen. The Lord help us. If you'll bear with us tonight, I've had bronchitis here a couple of weeks ago, and it's, I don't know why, but it seemed like the older you get, the harder it is to get past that coughing. But the Lord help us today. If you would go back to verse 13, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy. Praise God. Amen. Aren't you glad for mercy? Amen. Lord, help us this morning. I'd like to talk to you about mercy and memory. Mercy and memory. Amen. Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy. Oh, I'm glad for mercy. Amen. I was considering here just recently this verse of scripture, and I come to realize that God has given every faculty of our being a part to play. Amen. And I remember reading so many times in the psalmist David, in his words, he talked about my desire, my imaginations, my will. Amen. And every other power that is called upon to serve in God's house. Amen. I want the Lord to help me here this morning. And I don't think that there's no faculty that we have in this human body that is laid more vital part than on memory. Amen. I don't know how you are, but it seems like these days, and some of you older folks might understand this, the things I need to forget, I remember. And the things I need to remember, I forget. But, amen, memory has a very important part to play to the child of God. In the Old Testament, the memory is a chief minister, amen, that we have in our loyalty and our devotion to God. Amen. God said, thou shalt remember all the ways that the Lord thy God hath led thee. And then he said, thou shalt remember the works of the Lord. And again he said, thou shalt remember the right hand of him that is most high. And again he said, thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt. Amen. In the New Testament, I think it's very solemn that we remember some things. Amen. If you read in Luke chapter 16, amen, the anguish of an eternal doom is made more impressive by the part of the memory is going to play in eternity. Amen. When Abraham said to that rich man in hell that lifted up his eyes, being in torment, seeth Lazarus afar off in Abraham's bosom, and said, Father Abraham, send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. Amen. And Abraham, or God, said to the rich man, son, remember. And I thank the great God, I'm feeling better right now. I think that that's probably going to be the most difficult thing to deal with in hell, is the fact that we remember. You remember when you went to church. You remember when the preacher preached and you felt conviction in your heart but didn't pray. Amen. You remember things that you should have done and didn't do. Help me here. Amen. And letting us see in that 16th chapter of Luke where the rich man would feel the sting of that sin of his past. Son, remember. Amen. Not only that, but in the New Testament, I think that the sacred and tender hour in our Christian worship, amen, is found in a communion service. Amen. And most of our churches, not all, but most, amen, have a communion table in the front of the pulpit. Come on here. Amen. And the inscription on the front of most of them is this: this do ye in remembrance of me. Help me here. That's not just a tradition. Amen. That's an experience that we need to remember what the cross means to us. What the shed blood means to us. Amen. I think one terrifying fact, amen, is the memory of sin. Amen. Paul said in this verse that I read to you tonight, I was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. Amen. He's glancing back over here. Come on here. He's glancing back over his past life. Amen. And his memory's got a dark spot back there. Amen. His mind is troubled. Amen. His thoughts is troubled. Come on, y'all stay with me here. Amen. I think maybe his voice might have even been trembling when he said, amen, I was before a blasphemer. Amen. I was before a persecutor. I was before an injurious. Come on here. Amen. His memory recalled more than just his headstrong defiance. Amen. In pitiless cruelty. Amen. Come on here. In 1 Corinthians. Amen. Come on. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, 10, and 11. Amen. Yeah. No. Hey, amen. No. No, you not. Amen. You need to remember some things about your past life of what you were. Amen. Know ye not that what?
The unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom.
All right. Yes.
Be not deceived, neither fornicators,
uh-huh,
nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous,
yes,
nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God.
Now, he deals with 10 things there, 10 sins, but the first 5 are the most rebellious, amen, immoral things that a man can become involved in this life. Amen. Come on here. Amen. Many of you in this congregation, come on, stay with me here. Amen. Could remember what you were in days gone by. But what did he say?
And such were some of you.
Such were some of you.
But you are washed.
But you are washed. Praise
God. You are sanctified.
You are sanctified.
You are justified.
You are justified
in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Glory to God.
And by the Spirit of our God.
Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. He said, I was before a blasphemer. Amen. And a persecutor. And injurious. But I obtained mercy. Thank God for mercy this morning. Amen. Amen. His memory, Paul's ministry memory, has recalled more than just the days of his rebellion against God. Amen. But it recalls his Lord and the gospel of forgiveness of the cross. Praise God. And he sees again the cross and his salvation for the chief of sinners. And he looks back with a clear and steady eye to remember his sin, but to see it in the light of the grace of God. Praise God. Amen. Now listen to me. How does the cross, amen, and the message of forgiveness and healing of the soul affect the memory, amen, of sin in your life, in your past life? Come on, y'all stay with me. Amen. The first place, I'm feeling better here today. Amen. The cross takes the sting out of the memory of sin. Praise God. Hey, are y'all still with me? Amen. Every sin leaves a print on the memory. Amen. Help me here. Every sin leaves that print that you cannot forget. Amen. But the unforgiven sin leaves a sensitive wound that has not been healed yet. Amen. Help me here. Could I tell you, amen, sometimes we go back to our past life and we remember streets, we remember names, help me here, amen, and if it's not been forgiven and washed by the blood, amen, it's a stain, amen, but it's more than a stain, it is a sensitive wound. And it's some, come on here. Hey man, if you've got ill will against somebody and it's not been fixed, if somebody mentions their name, all of a sudden your conscience, come on here, remembers them, remembers the occasion, remembers the offense. Hey man, but once you get covered by the blood of Christ, hey man, it's there, but it's no longer sensitive. It's been washed. Woo! Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. That unforgiven sin that leaves a sensitive wound. It's quick and tender to the slightest touch. Amen. I don't know about you, but sometimes in working out in the shop or the yard, and amen, are y'all still with me? And you cut your hand or your arm. Amen. Help me here. Until that is healed. Until that is taking time to heal over. Amen. Every time you turn around, you touch it. Amen. You're sensitive. Amen. Realize, hey, amen, that hurts. Come on here. Somebody say amen. But you remember, great God, you remember Joseph's brethren. Amen. Had only to hear the voice of that Egyptian ruler speak, and all of a sudden their consciousness, amen, arises, and they remember their past. Come on here. Amen. Their deeds that they did to their brother when they sold him to the Ishmaelites. Hey, hey. Amen. And they didn't know what become of him. Amen. Those brothers, great God, remembered. Amen. Been 20 years. Come on here. It's been 20 years ago that they sold him down to the Ishmaelites. And now all of a sudden when they hear the voice of this Egyptian ruler, they don't know it's Joseph. But all of a sudden their memory, come on here, amen, that sore, that scab is pulled off, and it's, come on here, that memory all of a sudden remembers, amen, the deeds that they did. David had only to hear the words of Nathan the prophet, thou art the man. A year. Come on here. A year ago, thou art the man. Huh? Amen. A year ago, David, you haven't fixed it. David, it's a sensitive wound. David, amen. Come on here. The scab is pulled off. Amen. And all of a sudden you remember, amen, thou art the man. Amen. I remember that horrible deed that I did and the murder and the adultery. Amen. Comes before me all over again. Amen. Come on. Come on. Y'all still here? Say amen. Amen. Herod, that wicked man, whirling as he was, had only to hear about Jesus healing the sick. Come on here. Amen. And he said, oh my God, this John the Baptist risen from the dead, I beheaded him. Amen. But I want to tell you, woo, amen, listen to me. Amen. There is a reason, amen, for memory. God wants us to get it fixed. Amen. And let a man be persuaded that he's obtained mercy through Christ and the cross, and his wound is healed, and the sting is gone. There's nothing left but a disappearing scar. Amen. It no longer hurts. It no longer sensitive. Amen. Come on here. It's no longer stinging. Amen. But thank God for, amen. Do you remember Paul's recollection? Amen. When he said, a thorn in the flesh. Hey, messenger, Satan's come to buffet me. Amen. And I sought the Lord thrice. Amen. Come on. Are y'all still with me? To take this thorn in the flesh away from me. Amen. And every time said, God spoke and said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Help me here. I don't know. I've read all kind of, amen, comments in books about what Paul's thorn in the flesh was. Amen. One feller said it's because he had bad eyes and couldn't see very good. And that's the reason he wrote large letters. Amen. I'll tell you what I feel like. I think it was his memory.
of his past, of what he did to the church. Amen. Come on here. Somebody say amen. Ah, he said, I sought the Lord thrice. And every time God said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Amen. He said, I was before a blasphemer. He saw himself in that backward glance. Amen. Standing in the Sanhedrin court. Amen. Mad. Come on here. Amen. Mad enough to bite a 10-penny nail in two. He hated the church. He hated Christians. He had a vindictive. Amen. Against every Christian. Amen. Come on. Y'all sit with me. He said, I was a blasphemer. Amen. He said, I was a persecutor. Oh, God. Amen. I read this morning. Amen. In Acts chapter 7. Amen. When they stoned Stephen. Come on here. When they stoned Stephen. Amen. And Stephen, amen, fell down from the stones, and he said, I see Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Amen. Help me here. And the Bible said they laid down Stephen's clothes at the feet of one of Saul, young man by the name of Saul. But I want to tell you, Saul never got away, amen, from that experience of Stephen. He remembered it till the day he died. Amen. I wish I hadn't have been. I wish I hadn't have been a persecutor. I wish I hadn't have been a blasphemer. But I was. Amen. And I remember, great God, I remember what Stephen said when he kneeled down and said, I see Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father, and his face shone like the face of an angel. Amen. And he prayed and said, Father, lay not this sin to their charge. Amen. A soul of Tarsus never got that out of his heart.
Amen. He recalled the shrinking forms of men and women he had haled to prison. An injurious. He remembered that he had scattered the folk of that young infant church with this strong voice of hate. Amen. He remembered that he tempted weak Christians to deny their Lord. But you see, amen, he's looking back now. He remembers all of that. Amen. Come on here. But there is no wound. It is only a scar, because I obtained mercy. Praise God. Ah, yes. Amen. It is no longer a sensitive wound. Amen. That every time somebody mentions Stephen's name, come on here. Amen. Ah, he remembers Stephen, but he remembers Stephen's prayer. Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And he said, I obtain mercy. Praise God. Amen. I was injurious to the church, but I obtain mercy.
I gotta hurry. Amen. You got faces. Amen. In that backward glance of those that you tempted to evil and provoked to unbelief, you recall the names of those that you have wronged. You remember streets that you never pass and houses you never see without a secret shame that comes over your memory. Huh? Anybody here say amen? You remember words and deeds from whose degradation you shrink with even the thought of it. It's not only the sins and faults of youth, it's the daring sins of middle life sometime. Huh? More reckless sins of old age. Come on here. Help me here. Amen. But I want to tell you, it
take your sins to the cross. Take them to the cross. Praise God. Look how he was scourged and how he was beaten. And the cat of nine tails that ripped the flesh from his back. Amen. The crown of thorns, amen, upon his brow. Praise God. The nail scars in his hands and in his feet. And the scar of the pierced side that was riven in blood and water rushed out together. Amen. And all of a sudden, you're persuaded that God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Amen. And you realize that that wound is healed. Praise God. Amen. And your sin has become, amen, an event of the past. It's gone. Amen. It's, come on here. It's only a disappearing scar and after time. Come on, y'all stay with me. Amen. It'll be almost completely gone. And the scar will hardly even be there. Amen. How come, preacher? Because I obtained mercy. I said, I obtained mercy. Woo! I'm so glad for mercy this morning. Amen. Paul said, who was a blasphemer? Past tense. Who was a blasphemer? And who was a persecutor? And who was injurious? But I obtained mercy. Praise God. He said, I was a man of unclean lips. Amen. I had a vengeful temper. Amen. I was envious. I had gross desires and self-indulgent life. I had worldly ambitions. But I obtained mercy. Praise God for mercy. Amen. The cross has taken the sting out of the memory of sin. I'm so glad for the cross. I'm so glad for the shed blood. Amen. And every one of us this morning has obtained mercy. Amen. Because of the cross and the shed blood. And it is only a memory. Amen. Yeah, second thought I want to share with you. The cross makes the memory of sin a means of grace. Amen. Through the forgiveness, the sting is taken out of the memory. Sometimes we often wish that the stain and that scar were also immediately gone. And I want to tell you, probably every person in this building this morning, amen, has a stain or a scar that you wish that stain or scar was gone as well as the forgiveness. Amen. I want to tell you, there are things that you would like to forget. But you know, we are human. We don't forget too quickly. Help me here. Amen. Am I doing all right now? God has an ability that you and I don't have. God takes our sins and casts them into the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered against us anymore. Amen, but our memory, come on here, man's memory, amen, remembers that disappearing scar, what it means, where we got it, amen, how it was before. But Paul said, I obtained mercy. Praise God. Amen, the stained memory. Amen, I don't know what y'all going to do with this, but the stained or the scar, amen, memory becomes a barrier against future sin. Amen, when a man or woman is trembling in the weakness, amen, in the moment and the hour when temptation comes, come on, y'all stay with me. Amen. When that iniquity, all of a sudden, we think of it, amen, as an invitation. And all of a sudden, amen, the memory, come on here, that disappearing scar reminds us, you don't want to go that road. You don't want to go that way.
Praise God, you remember what happened to your life? Amen, how far and deep in that gutter you were. And it was only by the mercy of God that you're forgiven today. Praise God. Ah, I'm glad. I'm glad for memory that reminds me, hey, no, 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 you don't look at that. No, 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 you don't talk that way. No, 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 amen, you remember, amen, what it did to your life before. You don't want to go that way.
I don't know what y'all going to do with this morning. Amen, sometimes that memory of sin is like God's angel with a drawn sword. It keeps us from going down that road of death. No, 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 no. Anybody here say amen? I think sometimes people would repeat the old sins of which they repented of years ago in tears. Amen. Would not be ensnared even when Satan transforms himself into an angel of light. If in the moment of our temptation, we remembered not only the shame and the iniquity and the sting of remorse, but we remember the pardon of Calvary.
Thank God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen. We talk about the meekness of Moses. Moses, we understand, meekest man in all the world, all the earth, meekest man. Amen. I tell you what, he's a better man than I am. Y'all stay with me here. Amen. Leading 6 million Jews out of Egyptian bondage. Come on here. Crossing the Red Sea. 40 years wandering in the wilderness. How did he put up with their rebellion? How did he come on here? Hey, man, what made Moses the man that he was? Hey, man, that he could tolerate such a rebellious, headstrong, disobedient people as they were. Hey, man, I can tell you what I think. Praise God, this is Savage Commentary. Amen. He remembered. He never forgot that godless gust of anger when he slew the Egyptian and hit him in the sand. Amen. Come on here. Amen. He remembered how God, by his divine mercy, amen, made him leader of the children of Israel. Amen. But that memory, praise God, which was forgiven and the wound was healed, but the scar was there, and he remembered what God did for him, and so he said, praise God, God will do the same thing for you. Amen. He never forgot that. Think about Peter's life, lying in prison, awaiting his death in the quiet night of the darkness, waiting yonder to be crucified. Come on here. And he remembered the night. Are y'all still with me? He remembered that day, amen, when that damsel said, you're one of them. Your speech betrays you. Amen. And the Bible said that he cursed. Amen. And denied that he even knew the Lord. Now, amen. Come on, y'all stay with me. Now, don't fall out with me right here. Amen. Brother Randy Webb's my dear friend. Amen. He's preached for me many times and will again if I can get him up there. Amen. But if I knew for a fact that last week Randy Webb cursed and took God's name in vain, vile, filthy language, and said he never knew God, I'm telling you, come on, stay with me here. I'd be hard-pressed to have him preach for me next Sunday. Help me here.
I would be. I'd be hard-pressed to call him and say, hey, come preach for me Sunday morning. Amen. Amen. But Peter, come on here. Peter said, I'm not worthy to be crucified as my Lord. Crucify me upside down. Amen. Glory to God. And on the day of Pentecost, 10 days after he denied the Lord, amen, glory to God, the Bible said Jesus looked at him when he denied him, and that look, amen, the Bible said he went out and wept bitterly. Praise God, and the wound was healed. Amen, in 10 days, praise God, 10 days later, he preached one sermon and 3,000 got saved. Amen, I want to tell you, it's a disappearing scar because we have obtained mercy.
Amen. The memory of that has become a barrier against future sins. I pastored most of my ministerial life. I've been preaching 60 years. Most of it's 50 probably in pastoral capacity. I've seen good men that come to the altar that were vile and wicked. Come on here. God gloriously saved them. And I've talked to some, and amen, some of those good men, after they were saved, refused church offices. Amen. Because of their past life, and they didn't want to be a hindrance to somebody else. Amen, the recollection of their past. But I want to tell you, the truth of the matter is, if most of the preachers in this congregation today was to stand up and tell what they were before, come on here, how you talked before, how you acted before. Amen. Probably, amen, half of this congregation might get up and walk out, but you don't know. Praise God. They obtained mercy. Hallelujah. Amen. I know personally of young ladies of ill repute that come from a rough life of sin. Amen. After God washed the stain away. Amen. Became preacher's wives. Praise God. Glorious truth. Amen. Workers in the gospel. Sunday school teachers. Amen. Come on here. I want to tell you, but I obtained mercy. Amen. And that's what mercy does for us.
I got to hurry. Amen. Amen. Paul the Apostle never got away from some of the things of his past.
Amen. He felt that none of the apostles had sinned as bad and done as bad as he had. And again, he recalled and said, "It's not meet to be called an apostle." He had beyond measure persecuted the church and wasted it. Amen. In the verse that I read to you, amen, this morning, he said, "I was a chief of sinners. I was the worst of the worst." Praise God. Whoo! But did you know he wrote 14 books of the New Testament?
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He could reflect upon that past, what he was. But amen, he majored on the fact that I have obtained mercy. Amen. I'm not going to tell you what I was before, but I can tell you I obtained mercy. Somebody say praise the Lord. Some of y'all knew my father, B.F. Savage. Amen. Amen. Us children, Daddy never, ever told us anything about his past life, what he was before he got saved. He didn't get saved till he was 26 years of age. Amen. Amen. And I did not know, as the baby of the family. Amen. Five of us children, I'm the younger. I didn't know until just a little while before Daddy died. Amen. He told me a little bit about his past life. Amen. He said, I got with the wrong gang. Amen. I wound up in prison. Amen. With a ball and chain about my ankles. Amen. We never knew anything about that. Amen. But we've come on here. We know about his preaching. Praise God. Amen. Come on here. He only had a 4th grade education. And amen. Daddy was the type of fellow you either loved him or couldn't stand the ground he walked on. Amen. He was blunt in his preaching. Amen. But in his younger years, he got more people saved. Amen. Come on. Y'all still with me? He was in the church of God for 12 years. Amen. He got more people saved than all the state evangelists put together. Amen. He obtained mercy. Praise God. He was a vile man. He was a wicked man. But I'm telling you, amen, the mercy of God can heal that wound.
That stained memory becomes a source of our love for Christ. Amen. Sometimes I try to use my imagination to think about Jesus sitting on the throne of the universe, and he is. I try to bow down in reverence before his holiness. We thrill sometimes at the awe, at the wisdom and depth of his words, and the grace of his deeds. But we never love him until we know that he's redeemed us by the cross and washed us in his shed blood. Somebody say praise the Lord. I'm getting ready to close. Amen. Luke chapter 8. My heart was moved. I've read this again and again. Amen. There, behold, a woman which was a sinner, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping. And she began to wash his feet with tears and did wipe them with the hairs of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with ointment. And Jesus said, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. Praise God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
A stained memory, amen, will develop a love for Christ that you have never had before. Y'all stay with me.
Right.
I'm getting ready to close. Amen. I'm going to turn the service back to your pastor. I love my wife dearly, and I don't go anywhere without her anymore. Amen. I don't even like to go to town without her. I don't even like to go to Golden Arches, and I don't even like Golden Arches, but she does. Amen. I don't like to go eat without her. I love my dear wife.
Yeah.
We've been married 58 years. Amen. We got 5 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren. Are y'all still with me? I love my dear wife, but I want to tell you, I love my Savior better. Amen. Shirley could not forgive my sins and could not wash them away, but he did. I said, he did.